This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Car Concerns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Here's how bad it's gotten for the car business. Today, Toyota said it's shuttering all of its Japanese factories for 11 days in February and March. The last time Toyota stopped production in Japan was 1993, and that was for one day. Toyota had a bigger sales drop last month than GM or Ford. We're joined by Ashvin Chotai. He's with Intelligence Automotive Asia. Ashvin, what's the level of concern at Toyota?
I think it is very concerned. Last month in December, they announced that it was going to make a financial loss for this fiscal year for the first time in many, many years. And the way the global marketplace is going, I can't think of a single significant auto market which is expected to grow in 2009. Mm-hmm. And Toyota, being one of the largest manufacturers in the world, it has to take corrective action in terms of adjusting its supply commensurate with the expected slump in demand.
Obviously, Toyota isn't immune to what's going on with the economy, but in the scheme of things, is it still in the best shape of the automakers?
I think the difference between Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and the U.S. Detroit 3 is that coming into this crisis, the Detroit 3 were already in fragile positions. And what this slowdown has done in 2008 is to just tip them over the edge. When we talk about Toyota and Honda and Nissan, they've been enjoying record profits coming into this crisis. So they've had a bit of a war chest to prepare for this situation.
Do you think the economy has possibly leveled the playing field a bit more between the Japanese automakers and the U.S. automakers?
I wouldn't say that. I think we have to start thinking about what will happen after this crisis. The jury is still out on the long-term survival prospects for GM and Chrysler particularly. And even if they do survive, they'll have to scale back their operations quite a bit. So you could argue that once the recovery starts, the difference between well-run companies and not-so-well-run companies will widen.
Ashvin Chotai with Intelligence Automotive Asia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
In the Asian stock markets, the results were mixed by the close today. So far in Europe, shares are up about 1%. The Dow is at 89.52 after dropping 81 points yesterday. That's a little less than 1%. If you can afford a vacation right now, you can probably do it in style for a reasonable price. Hotels are offering some ridiculous deals right now. Here's Jill Barchet.
Planning to visit New York anytime soon? Midtown hotels that usually go for $300 a night have cut their rates on some nights to $100. And the bargains don't stop there. Bjorn Hansen is a professor at New York University specializing in the hospitality industry. He says a drop in tourism and business travel has hotels scrambling to attract guests.
The more surprising numbers are those hotels that maybe last year were charging $1,200 a night on a busy night, and now we're charging $200 a night. This looks like it might be the worst January that we can find in the history of the hotel industry.
Vacancy lights are flashing in almost every city in the nation. In Miami, for instance, nearly half of all hotel rooms sit empty. And it's not just because people are staying home. The last real estate boom launched construction on scores of new hotels that are now finished and open for service. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
The TV networks are gearing up for their inauguration coverage, and that includes QVC. Yes, the shopping channel will broadcast live from one of the inaugural balls. I don't think there will be a lot of political chit-chat, but certainly in-depth analysis of Obama collectibles, stamps, jewelry, and even a throw blanket. It was $41, but now it's only $37 if you call now.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Let's look at another industry that is really struggling with the economic fallout. Recycling. With people buying less of everything, used paper, glass, and cans are starting to stack up in warehouses all over the country. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
Ed Byrne manages Peninsula Packaging in California's Central Valley. His company makes all those clamshell packages berries and lettuce come in. But instead of making them out of petroleum like his competitors, Byrne prefers to use shredded water bottles.
It's mother's milk for us, although it's garbage to anybody else.
And you'd think Byrne would be awash in the stuff, given that Americans throw away an estimated 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour. The problem is most of the facilities that clean and shred those bottles into plastic flakes are overseas.
We're buying some from China, and we have some coming in from South America, and we're still using a lot more virgin resin than we would like to because we can't get enough flake.
Byrne says his goal is to use 100% recycled plastic to make his product. But Alex Halu with the Los Angeles Bureau of Sanitation says the economics of the global supply chain have worked against him.
When the oil market was at all-time high, it was cheaper for us to take a ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles, ship it all the way to China, versus to take one ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles and ship it to Riverside.
Even though Riverside is only 60 miles away. But with the Chinese market for recyclables now in the dumps, Lu says places like Riverside are starting to look more promising.
We need to find markets in California, in the United States, where a lot of these products could be recycled locally and put money back into the local economy.
And this is where President-elect Barack Obama's stimulus package comes in. Jerry Powell is with the industry magazine Resource Recycling. He says with a little federal help, all of that recyclable material stacking up in warehouses could be put to use.
When you land in an airplane at the Phoenix airport, you're landing on cement made with rubber tires. In Baltimore, there's miles and miles of streets that have glass in the asphalt replacing rock.
Powell says true recycling isn't what happens at the bin, it's what happens at the mill, where the things we recycle are made anew. And he says infrastructure projects like these would ensure more of those mills, and the jobs they create, are located here in the U.S. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.